Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Hello, welcome to The Collective. This is Majinta, and I am with co-host Shay. Hello,
hello.
Shay. How are
hello.
You?
Doing pretty good, doing pretty good. Super excited about tonight's show, getting to talk to some listeners. Should be a good night.
Yeah, let's, I guess, we're definitely going to do call-ins tonight. So if anybody wants to call in, if they have some input about September 23rd, which is supposedly, you know, the end of time, our guest call-in number is 516-387-1909. So definitely give us a call. That's if you guys are listening. I'm excited. I'm always excited about these end of the world scenarios.
Oh yeah.
Because
super fun.
I don't know. Yeah, people are crazy. Like, people really want the world to end.
You remember Y2K? Everyone had, my mom had filled up 2 liters with water, and we had buckets for, you know, number one, number two. We had cans of soup. We were prepared. She was on point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was terrified for 2012. That legitimately, I was kind of like the day before I told everyone I love you, just in case, because that movie, damn it, sold it for me. With I was prepared.
You had like a list, and you're like, okay, let me call this.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I love you. I care about you. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me move on to the next person. And it's like random people you haven't even talked to in forever, and they're like, why are you calling me? Just shut
in
up.
Case we die.
I love you.
Yeah. Just 2012, good God. You know, just in case it happens with the earthquake and the oceans and the sea, and somehow we don't make it on the big ships, the only 3 ships made in China, and we don't make it. Or we somehow drown in one of the valves that shut off, but we save our dog. We don't make that, then I love you. So, I'm prepared.
Well, the whole thing about September 23rd is there's like a huge list of shit that, you know, is happening in the world that people are taking as signs to the end of the world, of course. I posted a video of the guy who, like, actually finally someone made a list. Because going to YouTube and, typing that shit in, you get so many crazy videos. And these are people, like, thinking, of course, Obama's the Antichrist. The Pope is the Antichrist as well. And then just a list of, you know, Christians who are just so hyped about Jesus coming back. And it's like, I understand, but you do realize the end of the world means the end of a lot of people. But I guess they don't care because Jesus is coming back. So, you know.
Like, if you didn't zoom light, you're still here. And you're one of the unlucky billions who aren't making it. You know what? I wonder if this is why Birkenstock has made a comeback, because they're preparing for Jesus himself to buy a pair.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Maybe that's what's happening. But those are some, those are some comfy shoes. I get it.
I always think that, you know, Jesus coming back, he's just going to be one of those snobby, pretentious, new age kids, you know, the kind that are like,
in a toga, you know?
Yeah, and he'll be a traveling kid, and he'll be like, my parents are like, well, my dad is God, and I'm totally, like, against the whole system, so I travel, and I don't take showers. That's what Jesus is going to be.
Yeah. But with a really nice pair of Birkenstocks. And I'm thinking not just, and I don't think just the typical brown leather cliche. I really think, you know, that like a really nice blue paisley pattern, or like those Mexican blankets type, the color, the fuchsia and the orange and the blue and like the teal. I really think he's going to get something that really complements his personality. So,
well, I think, if it is, we only have, a month or so left, everyone should go out and spend all their savings on fancy clothes and,
I've already begun that process. I've already started.
We just need to eat a lot of Taco Bell. And, it's not like Taco Bell's sponsoring this, but I love Taco Bell, so everyone should go out and eat them. And buy some expensive clothes and fill up water, some buckets of water, just in case. Because one or two things are going to happen. One, nothing happens, and we continue on with our lives. Or two, a comet's going to hit the Earth, which that's another theory. CERN, which is the, research site, apparently a lot of people think that CERN is the gateway to hell, and with them, doing their research on, I think it's the speed of light and the God particle and all that, that they're somehow going to, with the research, crack open hell dimension, and then hell is pretty much going to fall into this realm, and Satan's going to come out and be like, party.
Are we talking like the biblical sense of hell? Are we talking like Roman Greek mythology? We're on like the River Styx? Because I know how to swim down. I mean, what are we talking about?
I mean, every video is different on what hell is going to come through. They even think it's just going to be aliens that are going to come through this portal. The weird thing, in which I just was watching a video, a guy is like, well, this is so weird. If you get on Google Maps and you type in the search, September 23rd, 2015, it will take you to CERN. That's what
okay,
pops
so
up.
We keep saying CERN. What the hell is that? Just for those who don't know, myself included.
Yeah, CERN is and I'll just clarify what it says on Google Maps, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, known as CERN. They have the largest particle physics laboratory in the world. They basically have, I don't know if you've, back in the day last year or sometime, they discovered what is quote-unquote the God particle. They're doing a lot of research with trying to break the speed of light, I believe. So they're doing a lot of things with science, but, of course, science equals the devil for most Christians. So they believe that CERN, and even their emblem, it looks like three sixes. I mean, they think it's, that's the devil, pretty much, is CERN, and that they're going to pretty much tear the world apart with their research. So that's another theory. But it is kind of weird because I did do it. I went to Google Map and I typed in just before the show because I was watching this video and I was like, okay. I put in September 23rd, 2015 and it took me to CERN, which is in, Switzerland. Kind of weird.
Okay. That's not.
But that. That could
there's
be
my
just
skepticism because that's just like Google Maps. Google Maps needs to chill out, bro. Like Google Map, you cannot take me to the future, dude. Like just, I don't know. Like Google Map. Google Maps also told us that someone got slaughtered on a pier and they dragged their body. And
I've seen that.
That
was
like them fishing.
Cool.
Yeah, but then they found out like it was people fishing, or something like that.
Well,
I think
it's just weird.
Maybe.
I think it probably has to do with the algorithms of Google. Since I've been searching September and CERN, it just takes me to that because there's other people that have done it that claim it doesn't take them anywhere. So I'm sure this has to do with the way Google is set up. But it's kind of weird at the same point. And the weirdest theory I've known or I've seen online is, and, you know, people can Google this themselves. If they get on and they go to YouTube and they put, you know, September 23rd, these videos will pop up of people, like, putting together all the time in movies where the clock is at September or at 9:23. It's funny because it'll be like cartoons mixed in with like different movies, and they're like, they all point to September 23rd because they're all trying to warn us. And I was like, if someone's going to take the time to put that into movies and things of that sort, why don't they just take the time, I don't know, and have a press conference and be like, hey, September 23rd, shit's going to go down.
Nah, that's just not, politically, that's not smart. Only because, I mean, there's a good point of, okay, let me just play the advocate of, I actually believe this is true. So,
okay.
If that was the case, and I was a world leader, say I was Obama, I would not want to alert the public, because think of the mass panic. If you knew you had a month left to live, you know, and you knew you really couldn't control them for anything, I would definitely murder that bitch today that cut me off in the road, because she did it twice on the way to the mall, and I definitely want to cut her up in pieces. You know what I mean? You would have sex with your sister's extremely hot boyfriend, and you would tell your parents how much they just screwed you over. And so that's just worldwide panic. Can't have it. Country setting off. North Korea attempting to fire missiles that only make it to, you know, the neighboring town. But it would still be chaos. So that, I mean, I understand that. So it's kind of like, why would you, but that's my thing, why even warn people? Why even, it doesn't make sense, because if it's going to happen, if they really think it's going to happen, there's no point in warning us. What do you want me to do, dude? Do you want me to build some kind of spaceship and get us out of here? That's not happening. So what's the point in telling me? I'd rather be in ignorant bliss, and if a comet hits, we're going to die instantly. I'd rather be ignorant in the fact that I'm going to die and just let it happen. Now that is being kind to your fellow man. Let me die in peace, damn it.
Well, yeah, but then the other question is why throughout all these movies are the clocks on 9:23? Like, why would they even go that far for someone to, I guess, apparently be watching movies and be like, oh man, did you see that clock? It said 9:23. And then when I watched this cartoon with my sister, it said, like, 9:23. I think there's a pattern. Like, I laugh at it. Because I think people, well, apparently a lot of people on, you know, the internet, I have found out researching that a lot of people have some really good spare time on their hands.
Apparently.
I mean, they make these,
you don't
videos,
have introverts anymore. So now we have this. You know,
there's preachers preaching, you know, brimstone and fire, and you know, God's coming. The rapture is going to happen. Just a lot of things. I mean, when I go down on the list, another thing that people are finding interesting is the Pope is coming to America. And apparently that hasn't happened ever. So he's coming like September 23rd or 4th.
The Pope has definitely been in the States.
I don't know. I guess he's addressing the Congress. And people are like, well, that just means proof that he's like the Antichrist. And so all this stuff is going to go down, and people are going to be, you know, dying, and he's just going to be like, hey, I'm your leader, or I don't know. So, you know, people are just,
yeah, he seems like a sweet old man. He seems kind of,
he's pretty
legit.
Down. He's pretty cool.
He's a little more liberal than his predecessors, so, I mean, if he is the face of the Antichrist, and that's what I have to look forward to, okay.
I mean,
can I
slip
that beach out? Or what?
Is supposed to be a likable man. Like, people are supposed to really like him. That's the reason why he's the Antichrist. He's supposed to be a false messiah.
A lot of them like this cult, though. So that's, I mean, that might speak against him, because not everyone, when he rose to his, you know, quote-unquote throne, for lack of a better term for it, you know, there were a lot of people who, and still to this day, who were not crazy about him, and they think that he's too laissez-faire with a lot of his policy stances, because he has been more forgiving towards, you know, for example, single mothers. Or that in the past has been, you know, you're sex before marriage, you're having kids out of wedlock, and he has been more of a forgiving stance, even when it comes, not that he is for gay marriage or gay rights, but he's still been this attitude of loving your fellow man, about forgiveness, not judgment, and that hasn't been, you know, he hasn't been towing the party line. So there's been people that really liked him, respected him, and then there's been a whole other group that hasn't liked him. So I don't know if that really speaks to, I mean, this guy is so likable, because I'll tell you what, some people really don't like this guy. I mean, I dig him.
Well,
and he's younger and he's pretty good, that rope, you know?
My, I guess my opinion is not, you know, let's take that. Let's say something does happen. Let's say that a comet hits the earth and there's chaos and blah blah blah, and this would also tie into the conspiracies as like FEMA camps, Jade Helm 15, which is a military program happening right now, things of that sort. So let's say there's all this chaos and the Pope is the I guess new leader of whatever's left of the world. I mean, of course people would like him. They would. A lot of people in that time would be looking for someone to, you know, take control and things of that sort. So it's always interesting. Do I think that's going to happen? Probably not. But just very interesting. All these, I mean, there's a list of like 27 certain things that are happening. You know, people all freaked out about the blood moons that we've had this year. I guess, you know, people are also freaked out about the fact that there's a lot of religious ceremonies and days that are going to be falling in September and October. So, you know, I love how religion is so prepared for the end of time. I really,
yeah,
always find that fascinating, that people are ready. These are the same people, and I'm not including everybody, but we know that religious people are, I know, some people are so concerned about the end of times instead of, I don't know, enjoying the time that you have now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something now.
Yeah.
For other people, even.
It's like you're scaring
people. But you know what?
At the end of times, you're coming, so you better get right with your Lord, get right with Christ or whomever, because the world is ending. And I'm just like, if you would just chill out for a second and enjoy life right now and do what you're supposed to do, you wouldn't be concerned about this. So when that comment hits, if and when it does, you will go out happy instead of being so hateful. You know,
yeah.
It's like, and I'm looking forward to it. It's like life is so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I have all this hate in my heart. And not all Christians or not all religious people by any means have hate in their heart. But the ones that do that, you know, really revere these end of days type, you know, predictions. And it's those people have the hate in their heart. It's like it's so stressful. They're almost relishing the moment of that it'll end. And the majority of us, and the ones that are religious or Christians or whomever, are kind of like, okay, well, we're going to live life, and hopefully you can take a Xanax.
Well, you got to understand, and I was raised Baptist, so Baptist is very, you know, you're going to hell. I literally got in trouble when I was 6 or 7 singing that country song, I Like It, I Love It, I Want Some More of It.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's all.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I didn't know what it meant back then. Apparently now it's a really dirty song. But back in the day, I was at church and I was singing it, and I literally like got snatched up by my hair and like chastised and told I was going to hell because I sang this song. And at 7 or 8, when this happened, you know, I was very terrified. And I was like, what the hell? You know, like, I just sang a song. I didn't even know what it meant. But anyways, fear sells, and fear sells a lot of things. It fuels people's passion to go into church and to give church money. It fuels people prepping for the end of days and things of that sort. I just feel like if it's going to happen, it'll happen. Like you were saying, you might as well focus on the now. And if you're going to, you know, buy 300 jugs of water, why don't you go down and, I don't know, spend that kind of money on feeding someone who's homeless? That might be a better solution. that's just my personal take on that. I know other people are very interested or invested, actually, in you know, the end times, and that they're going to be prepared, which is great. But I don't know.
Are there any, were there any people that wanted to call in, and did you give them that number again?
Yeah, I'll give the number in. Our guest call-in number is 516-387-1909. And just because, you know, we're seemed a little harsh on religion, anybody who's, you know, religious who wants to call in, I promise you we will be as civil as we can. Unless they're
I would love to hear from someone who, I mean, truly, I would like to hear from someone who does think that this is possible, and kind of, I love to hear the other side of issues kind of maybe another aspect I didn't think of before, or maybe where they think this, because it's the only, I mean, it's the only way you actually learn. Knowledge is only obtained by having as many different perspectives as you can. And in, through that, we obtain wisdom. So I think it's fantastic if someone wants to do that. I mean, please, we will be very respectful and very obliging. You know, also, if you want to call in and say, hey, I think this is stupid, right on, brother. So, hey, you know, I think this is, I mean, personally, I don't think this is, I have no fear in this happening. I think the only reason I feared 2012, because there are just so many of these things, and it was like, oh, the Aztec calendar, blah, or Mayan calendar.
Okay, it seems we have lost Shay. She should be calling back in. unless the, you know, aliens got her, which, if so, I love you, Shay, and I wish for the best. But yeah, we are definitely taking calls to anyone who wants to come on the show and talk about this. Another weird aspect that, or another theory that I wanted to talk about. Oh, here comes Shay. Hey, Shay.
Okay,
you're back on.
Yep, my I have these really squishy, they're really nice, beautiful cheeks, by the way. If you, everyone's seen my picture.
Oh.
But they like to hang up on people. So that happens. I really, it's also the cheekbones. I have really good cheekbone structure. That happens too. So
I was for a moment telling everyone that aliens might have gotten you, or the government, and I was wishing you well, and I did say I love you.
Both of the aliens. If something happens to me, please, people, just something happens to me and no one can explain it, the aliens came back for me. Like, that story I told you when I was introduced, I truly believe that. So if something happens to me, X-Files, call Mulder and Scully, because my ass is up in space. And look for me, please.
Well,
and like
I just hope you don't get probed, of course. I think they've
I don't like
being
probed.
And
I do, but in earthly
endeavors, but
yeah. Thank you. Thank you for thank you.
One thing I was going to talk about also that has to do with the September 23rd. Now, the New Age people, they have their own theory of what's happening, and they believe that in September and October, that we are going to pass through a certain area in the universe that's going to unlock, with like gamma rays, unlock our DNA or some people's DNA. And these people are going to get supernatural powers, like mind reading. Mm-hmm.
Is this like the Lucy type stuff? Like Scarlett Johansson, blue eyes, you know, I can go back in time type stuff?
I don't know. I mean, people are saying, like, we're just going to get some really super, like, kind of like Heroes, you know, where people wake up and they have all these supernatural powers.
I want to be the cheerleader if I can call dibs, you know.
Especially if you've been dreaming of things like fighting demons. Anything where you're fighting something, it definitely means that you're going to end up with these powers because you are indeed somewhat of an army that's going to fight the demons that are going to come back to Earth. So, with that...
That sounds like supernatural. Yes, it does.
It sounds pretty cool. And if out of all the theories and the conspiracies about September, I like this one the most.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't mind having some supernatural powers.
Or the last... What, 2-3 episodes of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer series when the world ended and demons came up. She had to save the world. That was also cool. So I could do, I mean, I've always wanted to wield a machete, either zombie apocalypse or demons. Like, I think I'm prepared. Maybe not physically yet, but I'm mentally prepared.
You would have to, someone who's religious, because when you're fighting demons, you're going to have to, like, you know, do...
Oh, yeah, someone has to do the ceremony. With the we now get holy water,
or someone
incognito, like used to be a preacher, like from Dusk Till Dawn, with the dad.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a preacher, and then he came back and found himself, and he created holy water and defeated the day, became a vampire himself, but still saved his daughter. So, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Must speak Latin.
Yes,
like be fully
absolutely
versed in it. Must be
not
attractive.
Not Pig Latin, but the real one.
Yeah, the real. And probably, like, I'm thinking 25 to 35, tall, muscular, definitely straight. Willing to share the gospel, if you know what I mean.
Oh, good Lord, I do. I do, sister, I do. Preach it. Ooh, you know who would be perfect for this, who's coming to mind? Remember, 6 months ago, where that guy, it was longer than that, it went viral, and it was that guy's mugshot, and he was extremely hot, and people were going crazy over him. He had the tattoos on his face, but he was just stupid, wicked hot. So I think, you know, perfect bad boy, you know, but I know how to fight, but deep down, my father was a preacher. I'm actually ordained, you know. Oh, good Lord. Can the apocalypse come now? I am ready. Charged.
Well, didn't that guy, like, wasn't he in jail for, like, beating on girls or something?
Oh,
like,
God, I just spoiled that. I actually don't know what he was in jail for. I just saw the mugshot and thought, damn.
Oh, I think he was because he likes to beat women in the face. So I'm,
not okay
with that. But
that
someone
back.
Who is that attractive can always join my, you know, team when we're fighting demons or zombies or the Pope, whichever one. That we're fighting the Antichrist, I'm down for it. So people know my email, my Facebook. They can get a hold of me.
Right.
We can get this going because we got only a month left, or so before the end of the world.
True.
So people need to.
I feel like we
hurry
should
up
already
out.
At this point. I feel like we should contact. I think this late in the game, we should go ahead and reach out to two people. I think we should contact the cast of The Walking Dead, and we should have what's her name, Michonne. With the samurai swords, and then we should also have a Daryl.
Yeah.
I feel like with them two, we are going to survive. So
crossbows and katanas, they work.
There's
so,
no other way to be. Mm-hmm. And she's the
we
only
running,
one that knows how to make the zombie slaves. You know, I'm not sure how it's too gross for me and what she did. So I want a pair of those. I think they'd be really cool.
Yeah, you just,
good,
you know, get two zombies, take off their jaws and their arms, and put them on leashes. And so you can walk,
yeah,
with,
but you
other
don't like
zombies.
To get dirty. You know I don't like to get dirty. You know me. You've known me for a very long time. You know I'm kind of girly. I really don't like to get dirty. Only
yeah,
dirty in a clean way. You know what I mean. So.
But you know, at the end of the world, there's not going to be a lot of taking baths and being clean. Just,
yeah.
Just giving you some
yeah.
fair warning.
I'm going to stock up on those body wipes that they have for athletes now. If I know that's coming, I will have the largest collection of body wipes. So I think
sure.
I've actually got that under control. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad we're making plans. We will definitely yeah. have to have an episode before or after September 23rd just to see if what's going down.
Yeah.
We are at the end of our show at this point. So I'd like to say thank you to Shay and everyone listening.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure what the next episode's going to be about, but we have something in line, so everyone should stay tuned. And I guess
hit the Facebook up.
Say,
you guys do shout-outs. You want something?
Yeah.
Tell her. Let us
yeah,
know what
definitely.
You want to hear.
Exactly. Unless it's me dirty talking, then we can't do that. But anything else, we can.
I can. I'm really good at it. I give great voice.
She is.
Good phone. I give really good phone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, mm-hmm. I will say goodnight to the fans. And Shay will just roll out right now before we get ourselves in any more trouble.
Yeah.
And I guess we will see you next time, people. Have a good night. Bye, Shay.
Bye. Bye.